Hear the short reading from the 8th chapter of Romans. It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us in your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Jesus Christ, our crucified Savior. The focus of our lessons in this fifth week of Lent is on Jesus as our great high priest. As we prepare to follow him on his entry into Jerusalem and then witness from afar his arrest and his suffering and his death, we are reminded that like the Old Testament priest Melchizedek, he is prophet, priest, and king. But unlike Melchizedek, he is divine and he has an eternal priesthood. What does a priest do? The Old Testament priest. Well, he not only offers the sacrifices that he is commanded by God to sacrifice, he proclaims what he is given to proclaim, and he intercedes on behalf of the people. And that intercession, of course, is the point of our lesson today. What is intercession? To intercede is to be a go-between, to advocate or to plead on behalf of another. In the Bible, intercession is to plead with God on behalf of someone else. In other words, to pray. Scripture has quite a lot, of course, to say about prayer. Both it invites, it commands, and it also promises to bless the prayers of the child of God. One thing that you may not have noticed is that if you put together all of the statements in Scripture about prayer, most of it is about prayer which is intercessory, that is, pleading on behalf of others, rather than pleading for something for oneself. But what Scripture has to say about that intercession reaches its height, its absolute pinnacle, in Jesus, the great high priest who sits at the right hand of God pleading our case. St. John, in his first letter, puts it this way, in words that will be the sermon text on Friday. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. He is the very one, this interceder, this great high priest, who has offered up his life, the sacrificing priest offering himself. He pays the ransom price to God that God demands for human rebellion and disobedience. And he continues his work by pleading with the Father to forgive our sins. He intercedes with the Father to accept his sacrifice as the righteousness for all people. The prophet Jeremiah referred to the Messiah as the Lord our righteousness. St. Paul calls him our wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. In other words, everything that we need in order to stand before God in the righteous and holy condition that he created us, is found in this high priest who sacrificed himself in our place and now pleads with the Father to accept his righteous life and sacrificial death as sufficient to pay for our offense. Even as our lives in this world continue to show our deeply flawed frailty in our daily sin, all of our shortcomings, our sins, and our unfaithfulness, yet he continues, that high priest, to plead our case. He can hold up as evidence before his Father his own perfect life, his suffering, and his death as sufficient to cover all of our sin. That is his act of intercession, the intercession of God's eternal Son, who has become our brother by becoming human flesh. Even that is not quite the end of it. I once had a Bible that I used quite a bit, in which our text, Romans 8:34, which I had prominently marked, I think I had drawn a box around it, lay on the page facing Romans 8:26, which I had also marked, almost in the corresponding place on the page. In that passage, St. Paul says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered." And that uncovers a most profound assurance that at the throne of grace, before the Father, the Son, the self-sacrificing high priest, pleads our case before God, and he is joined in that by the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Paraclete, who also intercedes and advocates for us. And that, dear friends, reveals how deeply God loves his children and draws them to himself in his eternal grace. The two persons of the triune God plead with the third one on our behalf. Both of them testify on our behalf and plead our cause. And knowing of that great intercession that goes on even now before God's throne, we live in the confidence that all of our offenses are drowned in the waters of baptism, according to his promise, washed in the blood of the Lamb, and that we have become in his sight white as snow. All of this because of our brothers pleading for us at the right hand of God. To him alone be the glory. Amen. Please turn this morning to page 167 in the forepart of the hymnary. Page 167, and we join together in Luther's morning prayer. Let us rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray you to protect me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the wicked foe may have no power over me.